Simen Pei Zayin Halacha Chaf Gimel Maka B'Tchilasai. If an animal has a fresh wound, Sheish L'Mihem Tzar Mimena, that causes an animal to suffer. Sachin Oisav Hashem, and you can smear it with oil. Alav B'Sayif. However, in the latter stages of healing, Shein Hasika Elam Hashem Tanag, which the smearing of oil is not for the alleviating of pain, but only to comfort the animal. Usher that's usher to smear it. Halacha Chaf Dal, the last halacha in Simen Pei Zayin. Machal Karshinim Harbe, if an animal has eaten an excess of vetches, which is a leafy plant, v'chadoimo, or similar food that causes illness, mitzaras, and it's suffering, yachal aritza v'chatzar, one may have it run about in its enclosure, kadesh tagia v'sutzrape, so that it tire out and be healed. Machaz adam, if it suffers from congestion of blood, yachal amida b'mayim, you one may place it in water, kadesh tetznanim, to cool it off. V'misafik, if there's any possibility, shamim lo yaziku lo adam, Thomas, that it does, that if he does not let the blood, it may die. Mutalam l'akam lazika, he can tell a guy to let out its blood. Likewise, all other medicinal, medical procedures for the animal, oisin la yidei akam, can be performed through a guy. Simen peiches dine muksa b'shabes, halachas of muksa on Shabbos. Halacha aleph, muksa midas, that which is merely mentally set aside for use, which is an item under ordinary circumstances a person would not expect to use on Shabbos, is not included in the muksa iser and may be moved on Shabbos. The Kitzer now sets out five examples of items that fall into the above-mentioned category. Dehainu, this is shehikso ha'adam edaitim al-achol b'Shabbos, food that a person mentally set aside for eating on Shabbos. Machosh enarei lachil elo, on account of it being fit for consumption only aidei adchak, with difficulty, which is food that is in a state and which is eaten with difficulty, certain, which would be certain uncooked foods. Or food that it's fit for consumption even without difficulty, but that had been set aside to be sold, and even if it was put in storage. Likewise, food that is fit on that day, that is on Shabbos, lamachal klavim, only to be eaten by dogs. Afa pisha be'erev Shabbos, even though on erev Shabbos, lohi oimed l'kach, was not intended for such use. Kagoyin such as behemah of oif shenis nablu b'Shabbos, an animal or fowl or a bird that died on Shabbos. V'chein davar shenishtana hayam imasha ha'ya esmol, a non-muksa item that physically changed on the day of Shabbos from the state that it was the day before on Friday. But it's nevertheless it's still fit even on Shabbos. Lazer tashma, for some use. Gagoyin, for example, kelim shenistash shenishtabru hayam, containers, kelim used for food or drink that broke on Shabbos. But whose pieces can still be used. Me'ain tashmish and rishon, in a way similar to its original function. L'kal b'hem eza meichel amashka, they can still hold some food or drink. V'chein, likewise, atzamash and esparkel ayam and abasar, bones that were originally attached to edible meat, but were separated from the meat today on Shabbos, and hemruyim l'klavim, and they are fit to be eaten by dogs. Kol elu, the halacha regarding all these cases is, mutl tata b'shabbos, you're allowed to move these items on Shabbos. Chutz, an exception, mimasha dachal b'yadayim, that which one actively pushed away, kagoyin geroy grois b'tzimukim, such as dried figs and raisins. This refers to the case where one puts figs and grapes in a place where they would be exposed to the sun to dry out, to produce dried figs and raisins. During the drying process, the figs and grapes go through a stage in which they are completely inedible. When the person set them aside to dry, they do become muksa, and it's forbidden to move them the entire Shabbos, even if they dry out and become ready to eat on Shabbos. This level of setting aside is different from the previous cases in two ways. One, in this case, he did an action of setting the food aside, whereas in the previous cases, he merely assumed that he would not have any need for them. Two, in this case, after setting it aside, the food becomes inedible before drying out. When one actively sets food aside that he knows will surely become inedible, he completely withdraws his expectation of use from the food, and is therefore considered completely muksa.